Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my friend and Monday guest co-host, Matt Rothschild, with me. He hosts the podcast, Wisconsin Forward. Breaking news this half hour, Donald Trump announcing that a ceasefire has been reached. Here is what the president posted on Truth Social. Congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire in approximately 6 hours from now when Israel and Iran have wound down and completed their in-progress final missions for 12 hours, at which point the war will be considered ended. Officially, Iran will start the ceasefire, and upon the 12th hour, Israel will start the ceasefire, and upon the 24th hour, an official end to the 12-day war will be saluted by the world. During each ceasefire, the other side will remain peaceful and respectful. On the assumption that everything works as it should, which it will, I would like to congratulate both countries, Israel and Iran, on having the stamina, courage, and intelligence to end what should be called the 12-day war. This is a war that could have gone on for years and destroyed the entire Middle East, but it didn't, and never will. God bless Israel. God bless Iran. God bless the Middle East. God bless the United States of America, and God bless the world. Responding to that is challenging because it's odd, to say the least. I mean, Iran has pledged as one of its nation's objectives to remove Israel from the face of the planet. They might have a ceasefire, but that conflict isn't over by any stretch. Matt, your thoughts on the president's Truth Social post?
Well, and it also may be naive to think that Iran is not going to retaliate down the road against the United States or against Israel for what's happened in the last several days. I also think, aside from being illegal under U.S. law against the Constitution of the United States and against the U.N. Charter, this bombing by Trump looks bad because it looks like Benjamin Netanyahu has been dragging Trump around by his nose. And Benjamin Netanyahu, to the whole Arab and Muslim world, and to people who have been paying close attention, is a war criminal. I mean, he has been engaging in genocide against the people of the Palestinian people of Gaza now for months and months and months and months. And for Trump to be bragging, as he did earlier in the last 48 hours, about how great the United States was cooperating with Israel in this attack, that's not good for the United States.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The complexities here aside, Israel always is under existential threat. A nuclear Iran is not something that the world wants or that the United States wants. And yet the question is perhaps never about where we should end up, but it is a question about the means to the end. And the means should matter always deeply to the United States. And of course, the question has to be asked, given the manner in which Donald Trump has handled this entire evolving situation over the last week, where in one breath, it's not, we're not getting involved at all. And now a few days later, he's again posting about regime change. The question has to be asked, what about the coordination and the readiness of American agencies for this sort of military intervention? What do I mean by that? Iran has significant cyber attack capabilities. Our intelligence agencies believe that they have sleeper cells, right? So typically when you will engage in this way, when you will fire bombs into a sovereign nation, right, you have alerted and effectively we have hardened our infrastructure, hardened our cybersecurity alerts that people are ready for this when that is not present here. I'm not talking about things, you know, in the general public. I'm talking about secure channel communications to critical U.S. agencies to prepare them for this sort of attack, because Iran always pledges retaliation. They have done so here. The language from Iran this afternoon has been not one of concession. Again, what happens next? That is the question. If this proves to be a disarmament, that Iran's nuclear capabilities are essentially zero, the world will be safer. But the means always matters. The means always deeply matters. 855-752-4842, 855-756. Joe from Madison, go ahead, say hello to Matt.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for bringing up the fact that Iranians are quite skilled at cyber attacks, which is, that's the next generation of warfare. I mean, the bombs are, we don't know what damage the bombs did. We just don't know. You don't know immediately, and we sure don't know through this administration whether things worked or not. The sounds were that some stories were that they were able to get some of their material away and buried away in another site. Who knows at this point? And now yet again, we are in the situation of who knows, with this, our heads spinning and thinking, oh God, what's next? I would just encourage people to take a look at an article in The Atlantic. It is by one of the most conservative people on the planet, Robert Kagan. It's K-A-G-E-A-N. And the title of it is American Democracy Might Not Survive a War with Iran. I think it's not just a war with Iran. I mean, he's also threatening to go into Greenland. He's also still threatening Canada. We are not done with these hijinks and shenanigans. And I really don't think that we're done with Iran just because Trump announced a ceasefire. Why would you let that go? There has to be something that occurs out of this, not just a ceasefire. There has to be some sort of treaties. And then we're back to the fact that there were treaties long ago that Iran was abiding by and was not engaging in building up its nuclear weapons program. And Trump was the one who tore that up.
Thanks, Joe, from Madison. A couple of corrections there. I believe that the team of United Nations nuclear inspectors just 2 weeks ago said that Iran was not complying with some of their agreements. Listen, I'm never going to make an argument that Iran is a good faith actor, that Iran was fully complying with these treaties. The question is always about the means. Again, not the end. Our friend Conservative Bob posting on the text lines, Iran has blood on their hands. Stopping them is my top priority, said candidate Kamala Harris. Yeah. But again, the point is the how. That is the discussion. The role of Congress. Why do we require congressional approval for the declaration of war against a sovereign nation? Because we want American people to be able to debate that, to call their representatives. That's what that means. As far as I've ever seen, there's no such thing as a drive-by bombing. That it just doesn't work that way. And it's been less than, 36 hours. We have yet to see the full scale of Iran's response, in my opinion. We'll see what happens next. CJ, my friend, how are you? Hope you're staying cool. Say hello to Matt. What's your thought this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Matt. And
hey, CJ, long time.
Thank you for taking my call to you both. It's been a while. Well, you warn of sleeper cells. Well, I just want to point out that 1,504 Iranian nationals showed up at the border, and Biden released half of them into the country.
And can you give me a cite for it, CJ? Because I think, it matters, the fact-checking here, man.
Border Patrol.
CBP.
Customs and Border Patrol.
If you don't mind, CJ, when we get off, if you don't mind just dropping the link into the chat, I think that's important. Sleeper cells are a writ large problem. I mean, this is one of the
Trump
concerns.
Believes in two things, Maggie. Two things, and you're watching it. Peace through strength and trust but verify. So this won't be concluded until, unlike Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright,
CJ, almost every single president in the post 9/11 era, as well as some additional modern presidents, including Herbert Walker and Bill Clinton, have exercised powers unilaterally to bomb other countries or non-state actors. The question is, What is the foreign policy result? Does the United States end up safer or not safer? And the secondary question is, what's the proper role of Congress in this? I mean, the American population right now, generally polling indicates two things. They don't want us involved in forever wars, and they also do not want a nuclear Iran. And so the question is, will this be successful? Do you agree that those two things are generally true?
Yes, and I think this is a lot more successful than the surrender of Afghanistan by the previous so-called commander-in-chief. What we watched was militarily unbelievable. Have you discussed the operation?
Go ahead, Matt.
We're way past Afghanistan right now. What I want to know is, do you really think a president of the United States has the authority, if he's got a bad night's sleep, to go attack another country with bombs just on his own say-so? Or doesn't that bother you from a democracy standpoint?
Well, we've done that 100 times.
And does it make it right?
Done what you're talking about 5 times.
That's where I'll jump in, because, you know, facts in the history actually matters here. Brief recitation of modern American political interventions, and I just want to get my notes out so that I don't leave anybody out. Here we go. Of course, we actually had a declared war in World War II. Harry S. Truman sends U.S. forces into Korea. Ronald Reagan ordered military action in Libya, Grenada, and Lebanon. George H.W. Bush invaded Panama. Bill Clinton ordered the bombing of mostly Serbian targets during the Kosovo War. Obama joined a 2011 NATO bombing campaign against the government of Gaddafi in Libya and led a military campaign against the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Mr. Obama also broke with this trend in 2013 September when he decided against launching a planned strike against Syria without first seeking congressional authorization. There was not widespread support for that, and he dropped it. H.W. Bush won congressional authorization for the use of military force against Iraq in 1991, and his son George W. Bush did the same in separate requests for Afghanistan and Iraq before ordering invasions of those countries in 2001 and 2003. So, CJ, we got into it, Afghanistan under W. Mistake?
Well, this is a payback all the way back to the 70s when Iran. And who
was it a mistake?
I think it was the day he got elected.
Okay, what I'm trying to get to here is, remember what everybody said about Iraq? Remember the big banner, mission accomplished? Do we remember this? Do we remember people talking about weapons of mass destruction and securing the region? I feel some eerie parallels here. Time will tell. 855-752-4842. Up next, if you had 3 sons in the Marines and federal law enforcement beat you to a pulp, what would you think? Would you be a little disillusioned? We'll talk about the California landscaper with 3 sons in the Marines that experienced just that fate at the hands of ICE agents when we return. What does it mean here in Wisconsin? 855-752-4842.